I made Gordon Ramsay's viral butter-soaked Wagyu TikTok burger. And after tasting it, I realized I hated it and loved it at the same time. Now, I know he probably made this on the fly for a bunch of views and not for a composed restaurant setting, but there are some really confusing choices here that highlight the difference between cooking for clicks versus cooking for maximum enjoyment. And to use a metaphor, his burger feels like an adolescent teenager. I'll explain why shortly. However, after a week of reflecting on his recipe, I realized it's the perfect case study for explaining burger craft theory. So, in today's video, we'll break down the amateur mistakes that Ramsay made without calling him a donut. I'll also show the steps that I took to transform his burger from an adolescent teen and into a refined gentleman. And most importantly, by the end of this video, you will have a burger framework that will change how you approach every burger you make for the rest of your life. So, let's break it down. Here's my burger craft theory, which will guide us throughout the whole video. And the core idea is the components we choose on the left affect the flavor equation on the right, which represents our finished burger. And this framework will conceivably work for any burger out there, as all of these categories expand. So let's use Gordon's burger as a use case to show how even basic choices can have massive effects in the overall enjoyment of a burger. Starting with the burger patty, Gordon is using Australian Wagyu ground beef, a thick 8-ounce patty, and searing, then butter basting it in a pan to finish. For the bun, he's using a standard size brioche bun. For the cheese, I'm almost positive he's using either Gruyere or Comté, and I got both and decided the Gruyere was ultimately the one that looked more similar to the TikTok. And the form factor is pretty interesting, as it's a thick circular disc that is then melted with a blowtorch. The sauce is a sriracha mayo with a little bit of Worcestershire sauce in it, and it's layered on both sides of the bun. For the hot toppings, we have some Worcestershire glazed onions and a fried crispy egg. And finally, for the cold toppings, we have a spicy quick pickled cucumber and some butter crunch lettuce. Now, in order to understand how these choices are going to affect the flavor equation side of things, we've got to do a fun taste test. So we have made the aforementioned burger. I'm very interested to see what this tastes like. This is also the first time I've used probably 2/3 of a stick of butter on a single burger. Don't know how all that's gonna play in here, but let's give everyone the little egg drip squish. Oh yeah. Ooh, sexy. I'll say this, I didn't wanna get into the breakdown yet. I think the egg is just gonna throw everything off. Like, I don't really know why the egg is in there. It looks juicy. Very hard to tackle this thing, but if you guys know me, you guys know I can take big bites. Whoa. I mean, that first bite was just an absolute monstrosity. So does it taste good? I mean, yeah, like it's a bunch of good components, but I'm glad I made it before we did the breakdown because I think this confirmed some of these suspicions I had. Structural integrity of the burger was one. It's very wet and very sloppy. Some of the flavors are really quite nice, like the burger meat's really nice, but then there's some things that get really confusing, and I feel like one of the big things is this kind of lacks a lot of identity, and personally, I would not make this specific rendition of it. So with that being said, what I wanna do is break down the next core components that I wanna improve in my version, then we'll make that version and do a final taste test at the end.
So this burger does have a lot of potential, and what we need to do is transform it from kind of adolescent teenager into a refined gentleman. And from a flavor equation perspective, that means we'll be balancing the burger's textural profile and identifying the flavors that we really want to shine through, leading to an overall better experience. And I'm gonna explain all of this in just a second, but for my version, here are the three technical components that I'm changing on the left side of the burger craft theory. Number one, I'm removing the fried egg completely. Two, I'm gonna change the burger sauce and the type of pickle used. Third, I'm going to reduce the size of the burger patty. And fourth, I'll still be using some butter, but you don't need to use 2/3 of a stick for a single burger. And the real value is understanding why I'm implementing these based on the flavor equation. So let's start with the most egregious decision in this entire burger, the fried egg. The fried egg does absolutely nothing for this burger. And in fact, it actually gets in the way of the rest of the flavors, which are really good. An egg yolk is made up of 50% water, 32% fat, and 16% proteins, providing a nice creamy liquid and, yes, a sexy drip that will give you more views. But from a flavor perspective, this liquid coats the tongue and acts as a neutral tasting barrier that attaches to our taste bud. This does not allow the flavor of the beef, caramelized onions, or cheese to come through, which is an absolute shame because this trinity of cheese, beef, and Worcestershire onions is absolutely to die for. Now, more on flavor in a bit, but from a texture perspective, the egg yolk also adds more liquid to an already too wet burger. And I think it is best explained with this spider graph. There are a lot of different textures that food can have. But the most important ones for a burger are probably these seven: watery, creamy, oily, crispy, chewy, crunchy, and firm. But here is how the various ingredients affect the following categories. First, the juices from the beef, the pickles, and the lettuce all affect the watery feel. The burger sauce, the egg yolk, the cheese, and even the onions kind of mix with that butter, add a little bit of creaminess. The burger fat, the butter, and the brioche bun all affect kind of the oiliness or fattiness. The burger crust and the toasted bun add some crispiness. The bun and the half-melted cheese add a little bit of chewiness. The lettuce and the pickles add some crunchy. And finally, the lean meat and the onions add some overall firmness. And there's not a perfect framework that explains all of the textures of food science, though I do want to start to come up with one. But what I did for this burgers was kind of come up with a composite score for each of these textures rated 1 through 10, and then place them over a spider graph that looks something like this. This is subjective, but it helps explain a problem that Gordon's Burger has, and that is the dominant textures are liquid based. It's watery from the massive burger patty, which also has a ton of juices. It's creamy from the egg yolk and those sauces. And it's very oily or fatty from the beef fat and a ton of added butter. And this is really why the whole thing has a lack of structural integrity, because it is a liquid dominant texture burger. It's slip sliding all over the place, and from an eating perspective, it's not very enjoyable. After the first bite, I literally had to go to the sink to wash off. This burger is just out of balance texturally. Now, to solve that, you can either increase one of those other textures, or you can take some of those dominant textures away. For example, a rustic ciabatta bun is firm and more chewy compared to a brioche bun, so it might be able to hold up to all that liquid. However, using ciabatta kind of changes the overall flavor profile, and in my case, this is not something I want to do. So I decided to take away some of those dominant textures, and I do that by going back to the component side of the burger craft theory. Removing the egg reduces the total creaminess by a lot. Reducing the size of the patty reduces the total water or beef juices in there. And don't worry, I'm going from 8 ounces to 6 ounces, so it's still gonna be plenty juicy. Lastly, I'm using less butter. In total, I used about a tablespoon. I'm not gonna be butter basting the burger, as that would mask the flavor of the beef, which is really nice. And I'll use a little bit with the onions and a little bit for toasting the bun, reducing the total overall oily or fatty feel. So, on the left, you can see Gordon's textural burger profile, and then on the right, this is my textural chart with what I'm trying to achieve. And in short, it's more balanced across the board, and as far as an eating experience goes, I won't be drowning in this soupy egg yolk burger. So we have texture covered, but just as important is refining the flavor profile of this burger. And this is kind of where I came up with that psychoanalysis that it's like an adolescent teenager, because in short, there are a couple of confusing choices which makes this burger lack a lot of identity as a flavor profile. From a food science perspective, there are just 5 tastes and hundreds of different aromas. And honestly, we could do a whole video of just talking about these 2 areas, but more broadly for this video, taste and smell are really what establish the flavor profile of this burger. For me, I would say this burger is primarily a hybrid of kind of a UK pub-style burger mixed with the flavors of French bistro. For example, the thick beef patty and Worcestershire sauce pair really well with the brioche bun, caramelized onions, Gruyere, and yes, a lot of butter. Now, what's confusing is the sauce, one of the cold toppings, and one of the hot toppings kind of remind me of a Vietnamese and Thai influence. Plenty of cuisines use a spicy quick pickle, but for me, when that pickle is paired with the sriracha mayo, I'm getting reminded of a banh mi sandwich from Vietnamese cuisine. Then, since that egg is crispy fried, it kind of reminds me of Thai cuisine, as cai dao, or crispy fried egg, is a pretty common topping for a variety of Thai stir fries. And those stir fries really benefit from the creaminess of the yolk, but as we learned, texturally, our burger doesn't need any more liquid. Now, fusion food can obviously be amazing. There are hundreds and thousands of examples out there. But you do have to be careful because sometimes there can be a little bit too much going on, and this is where this burger falls flat. The flavor profile of this burger lacks direction. It feels like it doesn't know who it is or where it fits in, but there are some really good elements and potential that are waiting to be untapped. So what I want to do with my version is kind of unlock that flavor profile and refine it into a gentleman. For example, as I alluded to earlier, I want to release the full flavor of the cheese, onions, and beef and really let those flavors shine. To do that, again, we just need to get rid of that fried egg. The yolk is a dominant flavor and texture and gets in the way. Then secondly, this type of quick pickle and sriracha mayo don't really fit with the French bistro theme that I want to shine. So instead, I'm going to use a Dijon mustard mayo sauce and cornichons, which are a French gherkin. And these two ingredients are going to provide that same sourness and tang to cut through the heavy flavors of the beef, cheese, and onions. But more importantly, for my taste at least, everything feels like it belongs and the burger has a very clear flavor profile. Finally, let's do our taste test. So just picking this up, I can tell this is going to be such a better eating experience. Maybe not as sexy for social media with the egg drip and everything, but as far as an eating experience at home, this is, I mean, it is very still very juicy from all that beef, but let's get into this thing. That right there is what I would look for in a thick burger. Still super juicy, but taking away ingredients made it shine so much more. The beefiness, the mustard paired with those caramelized onions works so well. It feels like everything should be in this burger. They're all refined and well kind of, this is the taste we're going for, rather than with sriracha mayo, kind of the fresh pickle, with the egg, it kind of just muddles everything up and nothing truly shines through. Whereas, yeah, we stripped down the ingredients, but now it is really quite a special. I can walk around with it. I'm not dripping everywhere like I was with the other one. Still very, very juicy, but man, that is a very, very good burger. And hopefully you guys have enjoyed the video, learned a little something, and kind of looked into that burger craft theory. Think about other burgers that you're making at home. Apply some of the principles that hopefully you've learned in this video, and you're going to start making really, really good burgers at home. Hopefully you enjoyed kind of a little rant, kind of a little interesting, quirky video, but it was a lot of fun to make. So if you guys want more like this, let me know down in the comments, but that will wrap it up for me. This recipe will be up on my website if you want to follow it exactly, but I will catch you all in the next one. Peace, y'all.